coming to you live from the Morningstar Mission Sponsored Studios. This is Carl and Crew Mornings on 90.1 FM Moody Radio.
The most amazing 4 minutes of your life. That's what it's being billed as. I think the rapture is going to be better. And we're in not full blockout here, so you got to be careful in Chicagoland. Even when we have the most significant eclipse here in Chicago, you still got to have these high-tech glasses on, or else you can't look up at that bad boy. If you didn't know it yet, there's an eclipse happening today. You probably heard about that, though, right? Probably.
There's been a lot of talk about this.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun to see. I'm looking forward to seeing what it looks like after the fact digitally. In that window where everybody's parked out in these Airbnbs waiting for the total and complete. What do they call it? There's a term for it.
Like a total.
It's total eclipse, but there's another term they have for it. Basically, it's a full blackout. So they're going to be able to look up at that, take off their glasses for a few seconds because it's totally blocked out. It's a wild thing.
Yeah, and it's milliseconds. I mean, the danger zone is that you don't know, like there's milliseconds between.
Well, and there's
the total danger zone here. Yeah. We're not going to get that total blockage. It's still going to be interesting to see, though.
Yeah. The conspiracy theorists are out there. They're saying that the grid's going to go down. And oh, my goodness. But I learned. Y2K taught me. Y2K taught me. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have a great day today, guys. I don't know where you're going to be. Isn't it like 1 something central time?
I mean, there's a kind of a window of time depending on where you're located, but between like 1 and 3-ish.
But here, it's like specifically in a few minute band of time.
Like here as in like downtown Chicago. Let me check on that.
I think it's like 1:18 or something like that.
I'll check on that.
We got to get the info, man. Allie's got the info. By the way, the sun's a large mass. Any gander guess how many Earths can fit into the sun?
Ooh.
I shared all these facts on the universe here about 3 weeks ago at 180 Chicago.
How many Earths can fit into the sun?
Take a guess. Take a guess.
15?
A little higher.
20.
A little higher. Okay.
Just give me the answer.
1.3 million.
Oh, okay. We would have been at that a while. 21. 28, 30, and we're done.
If you needed to reach for it, you should have gone crazy high. 1.3 million.
That's wild.
You know how many degrees the sun is at the corona, the hottest part?
I do not.
About 3.5 million degrees Fahrenheit.
3.5 million degrees?
Yeah, it's kind of warm. Better bring your sunscreen. 3.5 million degrees. 1.3 million Earths fit into the sun.
Wow.
1.3 million?
So just a quick update for you. Partial solar eclipse from 12:51 p.m. to 3:22 p.m. in Chicago. Maximum coverage, 2:07 p.m.
Oh, okay. So we start getting that coverage for a while.
Yeah, 2:07 p.m. is like the
sweet spot.
Yeah.
My understanding is downtown Chicago, you still got to have your glasses on even at 2:07 because it's not a full eclipse and the sun's still shining.
Yeah, I mean, keep those glasses on. I mean, the schools are doing something. And I told my son, I said, this is a day to really be locked in on the instructions. Don't be goofing off with your friends.
You're a good mom.
Keep the glasses on. Can I trust you before I sign this permission slip to let you do this?
Good. Way to go. Because you know what the problem is with young boys, having had been one?
Yes, I do.
We want to be cool. And being cool means you're whipping off the glasses saying I'm cool.
And just goofing off with each other. So I think I instilled some healthy fear and sent him on his way.
Cannon's in good shape. He's... Allie sent him out with a welder's mask today.
No, they're given. I mean, the school district, the Chicago Public Schools, they're giving out the glasses for the schools that are participating. Wow. So they're going to, and they're making sure they have the good ones. So they're well protected there. They're not leaving that to people to figure out. They're going to make sure that they have the right glasses.
So What's the total blackout time?
2:07.
Okay, who has a meeting at 2 o'clock and they're keeping it? That's what I want to know. Who has a meeting at 2 o'clock and they're keeping it? Text us 312-274-9624.
Just going to continue on as normal.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. I was driving in this morning thinking that. Who has a meeting at 2 and change and you're keeping it? 312-274-9624. They're already warning people all across the United States. They're so concerned about accidents because they're saying people are going to be driving down the road just looking up at this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And pulling to the side of the road. And they're saying, please don't do that. 0285 says, I am. Yeah, I think the cool thing is going to be to see all the digital images of this thing being totally blocked out. That's kind of cool. Pretty cool. Okay, we're going to roll here today, guys. We've got a lot of things that we're going to cover, not least of which is we've got an event coming up on the 23rd of April that we want to let you know about. And it is so encouraging to me how many people are responding to this thing, Allie. Blows my mind. I didn't think we'd have that many folks responding.
Yep, and we haven't even had this interview yet with Jim Elliott.
No.
So this is going to be an opportunity for you to get some estate planning questions answered, for you to hear a vision cast of what it means to really maximize and stewardship your resources well, even when you've gone on to your reward.
It's really cool. All right, all the details coming up. This is Mercy Me. Good morning, Boom Crew. We love you guys. Let's keep in step with the Lord today.
Waking you up with adrenaline and Jesus. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
Well, one of the things that we're certain as we look at the scriptures, Allie, is that God's called us to be stewards of time, of relationships, of resources, stewardships everywhere.
It is. And so we have an event coming up that's going to help you with stewardship with the largest single gift that you'll ever give. Is that what you said to Jim Elliott before we came on air with this? What was that you said?
Yeah, you know, most of us are very intent on tithing, giving to our local church and the ministries that the Lord puts on our heart. But many of us will make our largest gift at end of life through our estate because most of our assets aren't held in cash and liquid forms of giving. They're in our home and our retirement funds and other assets. Well, when they liquidate at end of life, there could be a considerable amount of money that passes not just to our children and family, but to the ministries that God is calling us to continue to support, even when we go on to heaven.
I've been at a couple of these events, and they're dynamite, guys. Boom Crew, I just want you to know something. Our heart beats hard for the gospel here. And Jim Elliott is vice president of stewardship at Moody Bible Institute, has a heart as big as a bucket for the gospel. And I think when a lot of people hear about these estate planning seminars, and we're going to be featuring that for you, Boom Crew, I think a lot of things come into their mind, not least of which is, oh boy, they're going to be asking me for bucks. But it's way more than that. This is about really helping people know how to be good stewards while they're alive as well. Right, Jim?
Absolutely. When we think of estate planning, we call it gift in estate planning because some of these gifts can happen now while we're living, but they take more creativity to plan out, as well as gift planning for end of life.
Now, this whole topic can be kind of ominous to think about and even overly complicated, but it's really more simple than many people realize.
It is, and that's because all of us will face this decision at one time or another, and caring for it now has become much more in the popular realm than it was because of the pandemic. End of life became top of mind for people. And what's going to happen if I were to pass with my home and my resources? We often think of leaving things for our children, but as people of the Lord, we're investing for the kingdom now and in the future. And so there are a number of tools in place that can easily care for these things to help you and your family care for your estate well into the future.
You know, you hear these stories about people that have large estates and they never did any planning. And you see them land in the news. You see these alley where it's like somebody just, they passed away suddenly, and all of a sudden, now it's wrapped up, or there's a lot of confusion around it. How do you help people that come to these? Because I've met these folks and they're great people. How do you help them get some spiritual freedom, even thinking about the future?
Right. Well, one is to point them to scripture. Giving is a matter of the heart. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also, the Lord says. Or Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, one determines in their heart what to give. And so if we can remind people, this is a heart issue between you and the Lord, and allow the Holy Spirit to guide that process, that's the best place to start, Carl. And then we remind them as well, good stewardship is time, talent, and treasure. So how are we going to steward these resources for kingdom purposes? And so we encourage people to consider a number of things. One, many have been giving 10% or tithe if they've grown up in a traditional church setting. Others consider charity as an additional child. If you have two children, they consider charity another
child.
So they split their estate in thirds rather than just to each child. And so there are a number of creative ways. Think of a couple who has never had children, or the individual who's never been married. Sometimes all of their estate is being passed on to their local church and the ministries that they've been supporting all their life. What a blessing to be able to leave that legacy for the Lord.
This is an estate planning seminar. It is totally free. It's coming up Tuesday, April 23rd at Christ Church in Oak Brook, 7 p.m. You just have to register just so they can plan for the number, but totally free. Text the word legacy if you want the details. And to get signed up, text legacy to 312-274-9624. Legacy to 312-274-9624. One thing we didn't mention, there's a Q&A. There's going to be an opportunity. If you've got questions that you haven't gotten answers to, there's going to be people who are knowledgeable in this who are going to be able to answer some of your questions. That's part of this.
And some of those will be a local attorney, a faith-based attorney, to answer those detailed questions. Jim Chadwick, who is the chief investment officer here at the Moody Bible Institute. Doug Crisafulli on our stewardship team is our director of planned giving. So some real expertise to help answer your questions. Should I have a will? Should I use a trust? All these questions that come to mind when we start thinking about these matters.
And I want to tell you something, Boom Crew. You're going to be in good company. I've been to a couple of these, and these are salt of the earth, folks. You might actually meet a friend for life at one of these events. Oh. No joking. And I'm going to be at this one. I'm going to be there to shake hands and just say hi to you right at the jump. And Boom Crew, I look forward to seeing you there. I really do. This is, you see the world upside down. You know that time is short. Leveraging resources toward kingdom gold, it's a wise investment. Mm. So again, our keyword here today, text legacy to 312-274-9624. I hope to see you there with the whole team. Legacy to 312-274-9624.
Your spiritual pit stop to keep you going in the race. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
The heavens declare the glory of God. Right, Allie?
Yes. Yes.
They do. We got a central passage of scripture here that is powerful today, and many won't stop to consider this, but that's the story behind the story.
So we want to ask you, as we prepare for this eclipse, many people are going to look up and they are going to be in absolute awe of what they see. They may not give glory to God, but to set this up, we want to ask you, what's something that you've seen in nature and God's creation that made your jaw drop? I'm talking, you witnessed the northern lights, or you saw a beautiful sunset on the beach, something where you were so, your eyes could almost not even take in all that you were seeing, made your jaw drop, convinced you of God's power. I want to hear about it this morning. 312-274-9624. I feel like we're going to take like a virtual vacation to a lot of different corners of the world today. What's something that you witnessed in God's creation that made your jaw drop? 312-274-9624.
Taking calls on this one, guys. Taking calls. So it's time to light them up. Come on, tell us that story. You were standing there on that balcony on that cruise ship, and it's like, whoa.
The whales jumping through the water with the foam of the sea. Oh, my goodness. You need to paint a word picture for us. something that you've seen that made your jaw drop. 312-274-9624.
Discipleship to start your day. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Do you know that the Aurora Borealis makes noise?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you got a big Aurora Borealis, it'll crackle and shoom, shoom, shoom. Yeah, it makes a lot of noise.
Is that the Northern Lights?
Northern Lights.
And it makes noise?
Yeah, it makes noise.
Have you gotten to see it? I assume you have, right? Isn't it Alaska?
Probably 5 to 10,000 times.
Okay.
Probably.
Wow.
But sometimes, breathtaking. One time, my whole dog team stopped because they were so in awe.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about it. Coming up, let's get William from Indianapolis in here, man. What do you say, William?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Tell us about you being jaw-dropping in awe of God.
So yesterday we were driving home from Indianapolis, from Chicago, and me and my kids were looking at all the cars coming from different parts of the country to watch the eclipse here in Indianapolis. And it got done raining, and I told my kids, look at the huge rainbow. There was a huge rainbow, a full rainbow in the sky yesterday.
Wow.
And my daughter was taking pictures of it, and I told them the significance of it in Genesis, after the flood.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Well, did it go end to end? Did you see both ends?
End to end.
Oh, yeah. You don't get to see that often.
Not all the time. You know, it's usually when you're out there on that big flat ground and away from everything, but it's beautiful, isn't it? Was it a big boy or was it a thin one?
Oh, it was huge. It was huge. And we actually got pretty close to the end of it. I tried driving to the end of it. You know, where it would come to the ground, but it disappeared before we could get there.
Wow. Boy. That's really cool, William. Thanks for calling in, bro. You know, sometimes, Boom Crew, God's creation is jaw-dropping. And you just look at it and go, whoa. Give us a call, 312-274-9624.
Got some cool things coming in by text message. This one came in from 4472. As I was in the mist at Niagara Falls, we kept getting closer and closer. I couldn't contain myself as I saw the beauty of the Lord as a rainbow peeked right through the falls. If you've been near the falls, done the Maid of the Mist where you get down, you put on those blue plastic rain jackets, and you get right down there, and you almost can't even hear the person next to you as you get closer because of the roar and the power of the water. That's been one of my favorite things to take in.
Pretty cool.
Another one, 6744, aerial view of the Grand Canyon. My first plane trip had a window seat. The pilot turned the plane sideways as we flew over the Grand Canyon. It was in 1981, and I can still see it.
Oh, my goodness. 312-274-9624. We'd love it if you'd call in and give us that full jaw-dropping explanation. All of a sudden, I've got all of mine flowing through my brain right now.
Sure, you've had quite a few.
So many, Allie. So many. So many, Allie. If you get out anywhere outside of the city lights and you begin to go to some of the sculpted creation of God, wherever you are in the world, I mean, I've seen beauty in humongous game reserves in Africa and north of Manila and Talisay Batangas. I climbed a volcano in Lake Taal in Talisay. And so we canoed out to this volcano. And then we climbed this volcano. It's a long climb. And inside the volcano is another lake.
What?
Yeah. And it was epic. It was epic. If you're from that region, text me and tell me, I know that volcano, Pastor Carl. I want to hear about that. In fact, if anybody has been up to all volcano.
How do you spell that?
I think it's T-A-A-L. I think it is. Okay. To all. But if you've been, I want to know if there's one person that's been in that volcano. You got to give me a call. You can't even text it. 312-274-9624. taking your calls about jaw-dropping experiences where you've seen the wonder of God.
Tell us about it. Was it the Grand Canyon? Was it a beautiful sunset? What was it that you witnessed in nature that made your jaw drop and convinced you of God's power? 312-274-9624.
Going deeper in our relationship with Jesus. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
Allie's about to read a passage of scripture. The sun is big. By the way, the closest star to us is not Alpha Centauri. What is Alpha Centauri? 1.6 light years? Somebody help me here. Something like that. 2.1? What is Alpha Centauri, somebody? 312-274-9624. How many light years? 186,000 miles a second. That's the speed of light. So if you can travel at 186,000 miles a second, isn't God's creation astounding?
Let me read this to you. Psalm 19, starting with verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat.
Boy.
It's such a beautiful description. And when you think that today everybody's going to be looking up to the sky, they're not, maybe they won't think it. Maybe they won't realize it.
But they might.
They might.
Because it might just be enough to make them go, whoa. And the answer to the question, how many times can Earth fit into the sun? 1.3 million.
That still blows my mind.
1.3 million Earths can fit into the sun. Is that kind of staggering?
It is. There's so many things that our mind, when we're confronted with nature, our mind can't really get wrapped around it. It's so much bigger than what we conceive. And I think that's why we have those awe, jaw-dropping kind of moments where we go, this is no words. Like, I don't have words to describe even what I'm seeing.
You know, the density of some of these stars before they become black holes. Black holes, most believe them to be. It's still a lot of wonder about black holes, but they believe them to be the gravitational pulls that are so strong that light rays can't escape them. And you think about gravitational pull. So we look at gravity here and we know what that does to keep us grounded on Earth, but gravity creates density. And some stars are so dense, this is going to blow your mind.
Okay.
This is freaky. That a teaspoon of mass, so if you could scoop up some Earth and put it in a teaspoon that weighs what? Just a teeny little bit. But you grab a teaspoon of some of those massive stars, it's over 1 million pounds.
Oh, my mind.
Think about that a second. Oh. Is that something else?
Yeah.
A teaspoon of that mass. Remember David Needham, who passed on, went on to his reward. He stood in class one day, and he was going through all these facts and figures of the wonder of space. And he said, class, most astronomers believe that if you could stand on these dense mass stars that weigh those kind of pounds and release at waist high a marshmallow, the velocity and impact would be the equivalent of 100 atomic bombs going off by the time it hit the surface. Hard to get your mind around.
It is.
What's jaw-dropping for you, Boom Crew? Let's go to the phone lines here, Allie.
Let's go to Karen, first-time caller from Hanover Park. Karen, what's something that you've seen in God's creation that made your jaw drop?
Oh, my gosh. I would say the mountains. In 1982, I got a chance to go backpacking, and you prepare for that. We drove out there, and as the mountains appeared, I kept saying, I like a little kid, where are the mountains? Where are they? And as we got closer, you know, there's little speck, and then they're bigger. And then all of a sudden, we're driving through between these mountaintops, and the eagles are soaring. And I just, my mouth, literally, I was in awe. And then we do go on the backpacking trip, climbing the mountain, setting up camp in the snow because it started snowing. It was early in the year in some pine trees. And woke up the next morning to sunshine and unzip the tent and get out there and walk around the pine trees. And the mountain range that appeared before me was so amazing. I mean, I just sat there for what seemed like hours, but I just said, thank you so much for this opportunity to see this beauty and what you have made. And just don't let me forget this. Always let me hold this, because it just, you could not deny God in seeing all that. It was amazing. Yeah. It was beautiful.
Thank you, Karen. First time caller from Hanover Park. Carol in Chicagoland. What do you say, Carol?
Hi. I wanted to tell you about an eclipse that was about 25 years ago.
Okay.
It was a partial eclipse. I was out for a walk, and as I was walking on the sidewalk under a ginkgo tree, I looked down, and the shadows that the leaves made on the sidewalk, each one made a mini eclipse shadow. Oh. So you could see, like, thousands of eclipses on the sidewalk. It was so cool.
I might go outside and try that. Well, there's no leaves out yet, but there's branches with buds. There's branches with buds. Maybe that would do it. What a great!
I don't think so. I think it needs bigger
objects.
But I'm going to walk out and see what the ground is doing, because it's like nature is echoing what's going on in the sky.
Yeah. Oh, man. Is it bewildering, the grandeur of God, Carol?
Oh, it's amazing. And one thing that I've noticed is everybody is so involved in this piece of nature, but there's nature around us each and every day that is beyond awesome. And I think we can use this as a sign to point us to noticing all of the things that God does each and every day, all day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to try? I'm going to see what the eclipse makes through the leaves of, like, the daffodils.
Yeah, check that out. Let us know tomorrow how that worked out for you. You got me thinking, right? You got my thinker going, how in the world I can get this? Because I totally get what you're saying. Oh,
wow.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in, Carol. Allie's got a question for you here, guys.
What's something that you've seen in nature, in God's creation, that made your jaw drop? 312-274-9624.
What I'm pumped about is how many in the boom crew are responding to this question.
Oh, I love this. I love this topic.
Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart.
We had to do it.
Had to, of course. It's Carly Crew Mornings, helping you take your next step with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, if you look at the stars that our God flung into space, it's overwhelming. And then you look at the relative smallness of Earth, and you could say, who is man that you are mindful of us, God? I undershot what I said earlier to Allie here. The density of neutron stars, which, by the way, are about 12 miles in diameter. My source here is Department of Energy. They actually explained that it could fit inside the boundaries they use Chicago. But a neutron star is rather dense. When you think about density, you sometimes think about, yeah, diamonds are made because of pressure and that there's such density and there's weight, and you pick up some ingots or different stones that seem to have a lot more density. Well, if you were to go mining a teaspoon of a neutron star, if you were able, and you wouldn't be, you'd be sucked in like a glob and you would disappear into the surface of a neutron star. But a neutron star, the mass weighs a teaspoon, just a teaspoon of a neutron star weighs about 10 million tons.
10 million tons.
It'll make your head hurt.
We make God small.
Oh, Allie. Philip in Aurora, what do you say, my man?
Good morning.
Good morning, my brother. What made jaw drop, my man?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. For 6 years, we lived in Edgewater, right on the lake. Literally, our building was 150 feet built out into the lake.
Ooh.
And every morning when that sun would come up, we were greeted with the sunrises that you believe were painted. You know, it's so hard to explain it.
I know.
You can't even explain the colors. They were so vivid and so beautiful. And I could still see well enough where I would just sit on our balcony and take it in. I would get my Bible devotion in there sometimes, but I would take pictures. And I was still on social media back then, and I would post them. You know, just because I have to share them with everybody else.
Yeah.
And how, as the caller just said, how can we believe that there is not
a God?
A God of the universe.
Yeah.
And see what he has created. It's awesome, bro. Just awesome.
We've progressed ourselves with progressive thought into oblivion. We have made God small and we have progressed we're beyond God now. That's our problem. Maybe Allie's onto something. Maybe people are going to look at this eclipse and go, huh, wonder if there's a God.
Oh, man. Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. We will see that on full display today, and everybody's going to be looking to the sky, seeing the glory of God, his handiwork, whether they know it or not.
This is Romans 1 today, man. Look at creation. Look at it. It's screaming about God. Taking your calls, what's jaw-dropping amazing that you have seen in creation? 312-274-9624. 312-274-9624. You know what? Let me tell you about the time that my dog team stopped on the Cantwell 200. In Alaska, if you go north from Anchorage near Fairbanks. Fairbanks is probably one of the greatest cities that for viewing the aurora borealis or the northern lights. And I've seen them thousands and thousands of times. They will always stop you dead in your tracks. But lower level displays, we drive home and go, oh, there they are, and keep talking. Because you get kind of used to it in Alaska.
Sure.
But I'm mushing my team. It's probably 20 below zero. Getting ready for the Iditarod. This is no joking, Boom Crew. I have never seen the Northern Lights like this. As we are mushing along, all of a sudden they move from swirls into like gigantic, gigantic swords of light that came from what appeared to be hundreds of thousands of miles away. And they just came down, shoom, into the valley where we were. Now, Northern Lights, it's static electricity charge that makes noise. And so the bigger the Northern Lights, the louder they are. And they were going shoom, shoom, shoom. And they were every color in the spectrum. And I turned around and I'm like, hold it here a second. They're all aimed. They all appeared to be aiming at me and my team. And we're mushing along probably at about 11 miles an hour. And the team's trotting along pretty well. And then all of a sudden, the team started to slow. And the whole dog team stopped. And all 12 of my huskies are looking up to the heavens. Stopped. They're looking around, not in fear, in awe. All 12 of my Huskies. I got into the McLaren River Lodge about 6 hours later that night, probably 2 in the morning. I said, hey, anyone else see? Yes.
Didn't even have to get the words out.
Some of these guys, old Native Alaskan dudes that have been living in Alaska since they were little kids, and they're like, Jerry Riley was one of them, Athabascan Indian, and he said, yes, Carl, I saw that. That was amazing. Sometimes you see stuff that makes your jaw drop.
Tell us, what have you seen in nature, in God's creation, that made your jaw drop? 312-274-9624.
Start your day moving closer to Jesus. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Get closer to Jesus today. Get blown away by his jaw-dropping creation. Daryl in Chicago, thanks for holding on, man. What do you got? Hello, Daryl.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing great, man. Give us your jaw-dropping experience, my man.
All right. So in the late 90s, I was living in Wisconsin where there were no city lights, right?
Yeah.
And the Aurora Borealis. The Aurora Borealis. But this was so different and incredible. So what happened, Carl, is I'd be on the back deck, right?
Yeah.
And I looked up, and this was about, I don't know, about 11 o'clock at night. And I was looking inside of this. It was like this cylindrical cone that went straight up into the sky. It was like being inside of a pine tree or Christmas tree. But there were oranges and yellows and reds and greens. And it was just like inside of this thing, this monstrosity of this shape.
And it was coming down. It almost came down to you, right?
It did come down to me.
Yeah.
It was the most insane thing I ever seen. My jaw was dropped for like half an hour. I called my friends in Chicago, and they actually got in the car and drove up to Wisconsin to see, and it was still
there
when they got there.
Yeah, that's a powerful display.
I've never experienced it before. So I was, that was my jaw-dropping moment.
Did you hear me just talking about my dog sled race up near Fairbanks, Alaska in the Cantwell 200? Did you hear that? I had the same. No, I was just talking about this. I had the same thing, Daryl. I had never before seen. I've seen Aurora Borealis thousands of times, being raised in Alaska, and some amazing. But this took my 12 dogs in my dog team. My 12 dogs stopped, Daryl. They stopped and looked up, and I didn't want to get them going again. We're in a dog sled race, and I'm like. They were clipping along great, about 11 miles an hour. We were moving. We were in second place in the race, and we just stopped. And my dogs, Daryl, 12 Alaskan Huskies that were just unbelievable athletes, they are staring around at this going, what is happening?
What is going on?
Isn't that cool?
That is.
Yeah, I shared the same experience with you. It's hard to describe. And you know what? People sometimes think you're a little cuckoo. Because they're like, really? Oh, yeah. That happened? Right. Yeah, it did. It did.
Exactly.
Way to go, Daryl. Thanks for calling in, my man. Wow. That happened.
We'll continue to take your calls this morning as we gear up for this big light display, or I guess it's a dark display because we're going to see.
Yeah, it's a little different.
A little different. What's something you've seen in nature, in God's creation, that made your jaw drop? 312-274-9624.
Christina in Chicago, what's jaw-dropping for you about creation? Hello, Christina.
Hi.
What do you say, sister? You're on air.
I'd like to say what's amazing is that when my son a couple years back moved to Colorado, to a place called Creek, Colorado, we drove in to move him. And as we're coming upon the mountains, it seems like we're going to literally run into them as we're going, but they're so huge, and I kept thinking about faith like a mustard seed, and that was just reflecting on me. I was like, how could I move that?
Yeah,
if God says you can move it, and I was like, wow, it was majestic, and the mountains just stood there. Yeah. They were like standing, looking down on you. It almost felt like the peak was the nose, and it's just looking on you, and any minute it could just fall over onto you, and it was beautiful. And it didn't stop there. He took me to a place where it was up further up, and there was a wall of snow in this little township. It was the whole side of the mountain. And I was just in awe of what I saw, and it was humongous. It was beautiful.
And it's still with you today. That's what's awesome, Christina. That's what we're talking about.
Waking you up with adrenaline and Jesus. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
All right, guys, got a question for you today, and it is a fun one. You know, I underestimated the amount of people that would be compelled to share their jaw-dropping story when they've looked at God's creation. But we shouldn't be, because if you look at God's creation, it's flat-out jaw-dropping. All you got to do is stand on a beach somewhere and look out over the vastness of Lake Michigan or an ocean. That's all you got to do. Get your toes in the sand. Watch a sunrise. Watch a sunset. See the northern lights. Look at a canyon. It's overwhelming, Allie.
So we're asking you, when's the last time or some memorable moment that you had where something you saw in creation made your jaw drop? 312-274-9624. Let's go to Lorinda calling in this morning from Chicago. Lorinda, thanks for holding on. What did you see? Tell us about it.
Good morning, Carl and Allie. I just was talking to the screener and telling them about, you guys were talking about the small dwarf stars and the amount of mass that, the density of them. Yeah. And my husband and I were in the mountains in Montana, laying on a flatbed trailer, looking up the stars, and I was just awestruck in the number of stars in the sky. It made me think of Abraham and the promise God gave him. And then years later, I'm now teaching science at a very small Christian school in the Shanahan area. And if you take one of the larger stars, like Betelgeuse or Betelgeuse, depending on who you are, and you put it right where our sun is, not only would our sun be inside that star, it would include Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and maybe reach to Jupiter. And what gets me is in Genesis 1, verse 16, God created the sun and the moon, and then he had an afterthought, and the stars also.
Yeah. and for those of you that are just tuning in and listening to Lorinda here, Lorinda, how awe-inspiring that those stars, these neutron stars that they estimate are about 12 miles in diameter, how amazing that those stars, a teaspoon of mass of those stars weighs 10 million tons. How about that, Lorinda? 10 million tons.
I love telling my students that. I love telling them about the, you know, the smallness and then the largeness. And I teach chemistry, so not only did God create the universe with just his words, but really what gets me is that he took his time and he says he formed us from the dust of the earth.
Yeah, it's just amazing. But Lorinda, 10 million tons for a teaspoon of a star? Come on.
I know, it's mind-boggling.
You can't get your head around it. You can hurt your brain.
No. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I totally 100% agree. And it just blows my mind. I mean, it just does. And so, like, I'm super excited about the eclipse today because it's just one more thing that we can see God's perfect design for planet Earth and mankind with just the way everything works.
Yeah,
order
so
and
right
design.
On. Right on.
Everywhere.
God bless you, Lorinda. By the way, anyone know where you can get last-minute goggles that are actually effective, not the ones that you have to return to Amazon? Anyone know?
If you know where you can still get some glasses that are actually safe, text us, 312-274-9624.
Taking your calls, what's mind-boggling? Jim in Chicago, we'll get you in here right now. What do you say, Jim?
Years ago I had an opportunity to go to Northern Ireland, and my relatives in Ireland, they all raise sheep. And we had an opportunity to walk up a beautiful, lush green hill and see hundreds and hundreds of sheep everywhere, and how well that the sheep responded to the shepherd that was taking care of them. And it made me think what a wonderful shepherd we have, those people who have accepted Jesus as their Savior.
Yeah, right on, Jim. You're right on. You know what? That's the wonder. And it's that walking up that lush, green, vast hill and then seeing those sheep. It's amazing, isn't it?
Amazing.
Need a wake-up call? We can help with that. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
All right, guys, here we go. We have got a question for you today, and it's a fun one. When you look at creation, what's jaw-dropping? What makes you say, "You are so good, God"? It stops you dead in your tracks, like it did my Alaskan Huskies on the Cantwell 200. I've seen the Aurora Borealis thousands of times. I'm in the middle of a dog sled race, 20 below zero, mushing my team to McLaren River Lodge. Cold as can be, Huskies are moving fast, probably 11 miles an hour, and out of the skies came a display of the Aurora Borealis like I'd never seen. And I've seen the biggest ones. They appeared to be gigantic swords of every color that came from what appeared to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions of miles away, and shot down around me where I was engulfed in this light. The Aurora Borealis, when it's on full display, makes noise. So it was crackling, snapping, rippling, popping. You know what my dogs did, Boom Crew? They stopped dead in their tracks. My team slowed and slowed, and I was looking up, looking around. I'd look behind me, and these shards of light that are thousands of miles long look like swords coming down were touching on my parka. And then my team slowed to a stop, and I've got 12 Alaskan Husky athletes that are all looking around going, "Whoa."
Wow.
Not making a peep. They're just looking around going, "Whoa, Dad, look at this."
You know, I think there's a quote that you often talk about that we settle for too little. It's not that we ask for too much. It's that we settle for so little.
Settle for so little. That's a C.S. Lewis quote.
I think it's true when it comes to taking in what God's created. I think we get impressed by, I'm holding up my iPhone. We get impressed by an iPhone.
Oh, and, yeah. Look what we've done.
A Google image search. And it's like
Photoshopping here.
How often do we just look and take in what God's created?
Right on, Allie.
Man, when's the last time you saw something that made your jaw drop in creation? Santos calling in from Chicago. Tell us about it. You saw something simple, but made your jaw drop? Santos, you're on with Carl and Crew. Go ahead. Tell us what you saw.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, so it's just something so simple. I was taking a nature walk, and I saw an acorn split in half on the ground and decided to pick it up. And it was a heart shaped, and it was awesome. Just, you know, and I decided to check it out if all acorns are like that. And pretty much they're all like that across the board.
Wow.
And it's just the simple detail, you know, and just God's love. You know, you pick it up and he's right there, you know. It was just awesome. It's beautiful.
Very cool.
Great
Thank
word,
you, Santos. Something as simple as an acorn.
Oh, yeah. Kimberly in Highland Park. What do you say, Kimberly? Go ahead, Kimberly. It's Carl and Crew.
Hey, good morning. Back before 9/11, I was a flight attendant for American Airlines, we were allowed to come up in the cockpit and visit. And we were doing a trip back from Europe up towards Greenland.
Oh,
boy. There were two spectacular things that I've never seen before. First was a thing called St. Elmo's Fire across the windshield, which is the atmospheric pressure. When it's charged, there's an electrical
if there's an electrical potential, it's strong enough, it causes like a plasma discharge. So there's this giant flame that comes across the windshield. And then the aurora borealis, the northern lights going over Greenland. I had like tears in my eyes. I had never seen anything so beautiful. It was amazing.
All right. Yeah, and I've seen the aurora borealis from jetliners before, but oftentimes in the cabin, you've got ambient light there. When you're up in the cockpit, all you have is a few little instruments. That must have been amazing, Kimberly.
It was amazing. Yes, it was breathtaking. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity because, as you know, post 9/11, you know, things changed and we couldn't go up there. But back in the day, they'd say, hey, come on up here. We want to show you something. And it was just, oh, what a gift. Yeah. Such a gift. I'll never forget it. I will never forget it.
Yeah, it's almost like if those pilots don't know Jesus, you want them to come to Jesus, but you don't want them to drop to their knees and fall on their face. They got to stay at the controls. You know what I mean, Kimberly?
Right. I mean, how can you see something so spectacular and not believe in God, our creator?
Well, according to Romans 1, creation is going to stand in condemnation of those who reject him because he's made himself evident. And boy, you saw him, Kimberly. Way to go, sister. Taking your calls right now, guys.
What's something that you've seen in creation that made your jaw drop? 312-274-9624.
Give us a call. We'll load them up here, guys. What a morning this has been, huh? Man. Wow.
Helping you start your day with a boom. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Wow, we're getting some amazing calls in here asking you, what's that jaw-dropping creation of God that makes you say, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee? Beverly in Chicago, what do you say, Bev?
Hi. Oh, I was. I had an opportunity with my son and daughter-in-law and sister to travel to Jamaica, and this is something that I never even knew existed. We went to a bay at night, and if you got in the water and moved the water, it glowed like fluorescent blue. I wasn't first going to go in because at night I'm like, I don't know what's down in that water.
Yeah, what's in that water?
People get in there and do it. I'm like, oh, I have to experience this. It was just amazing. Just what a creator we have.
It's yeah, you were right on, Beverly. Way to go, sister. Let's get another one in here.
Yeah, let's go to Rick from Worth. Rick, tell us about it. What did you see that made your jaw drop?
I was a sailor, and I was on a small destroyer, and I got to tell you, the ocean and its magnificence repeatedly made my jaw drop. I was in storms that were we were in 60-foot seas and hurricanes. We were in situations where we had following seas, which was really cool. That's where the ocean waves are following you. So yeah. If you're on the fantail, all you see is sky. And then all you see is water. It's just amazing. And then another time we were in the South Atlantic, and we were in the doldrums, which means there wasn't even a breeze. And I came out. We used to nap at noontime when we were at sea, and called them nooners. So I get out of the gun director and after my nooner, and I walk out, and it was golden. Literally, the sun was setting. It was gold across the water, across the sky. There wasn't a wrinkle on top of the water. It was amazing. And then there was times when we would have, because we had a sonar dome, we would have schools of dolphins swimming alongside us, just arcing out of the water. If you don't see the magnificence of God in the ocean, you can't see.
You're blind. Yeah, Rick. Way to go, my man. Dude, the trailing seas. Oh, let's keep them potted up here for a second because I've spent eight seasons commercial fishing in Alaska. When you get a trailing sea and you're in a 32-foot vessel, that's our maximum length in Alaska commercial fishing. Yeah, you're laughing, aren't you, Rick? When you get a
that is a cork in a bathtub.
Yeah, that's what we were. We were a cork in a bathtub. But you were too. That's how vast the seas are, Rick.
Oh, 60-foot seas and literally having to go out on deck in the midst of this, having them tie a rope around your waist and stand there inside the ship so you could go out and check something just with the water bashing you and cutting across the forecastle. And, oh, my gosh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm a geezer. So this was a long time ago.
Don't you call yourself a geezer. You sound younger than me. Don't you dare call yourself a geezer. Hot dog. But it's still, you remember back, don't you? And you're blown away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that was the summer that I came to faith in Christ in Majorca.
Oh.
And I had a division chief who saw me in my need, shared the gospel with me. And in 1975, in Palma de Mallorca, Spain, in a little choir loft of some evangelical church on the island, I wept like a baby instead of all my sins that day. That's the effect that ocean had on me.
And it still does to this day.
Wow, Rick.
Rick, you're a spiritual jock, man.
Oh, man.
You're the man. Way to go.
Wow.
Creation screams, I am alive, says the Lord. Man, John in Chicago. Man, I was in Switzerland not too long ago, stopping off in the airport there. And my goodness, you skied there, bro? Tell us about it.
Yeah, blessing the good morning to you. I got a chance with the Southern Baptist churches to go over to be a missionary in Albania.
Oh, wow.
And my roommate and I figured out it was really cheap to go fly from there to Switzerland. And we wanted to go skiing because we've heard about it. So we went there for pretty cheap. And then we took, we couldn't really see the tops of the mountains because they were covered in clouds when we arrived. And we took a trolley, or I forget what it was called. It was some kind of trolley car on a cable, like a cable car, up this mountain. And it was pretty steep. You're at a slant the whole time. But once we got to the top, it was covered. The half of the mountain was covered in clouds. You couldn't really see down below. So we started skiing about a little ways down. We started skiing. The sun come out and burned the clouds off and just opened up the whole world. We were on top above the world. It was amazing. It was breathtaking. And I was actually a little frightened because how high we were.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just learned to snow ski a couple of months before.
Oh my word. Were you on blues or on blacks? Were you on blues or blacks? You weren't on greens up there.
They didn't have a mark. And my roommate, he knew all about snow skiing, and he found out, we were talking to somebody on the way down. They said, well, it's for America, these would all be considered black diamonds.
Oh, my word, dude. You were way over your skis. Yeah. Sorry, pardon.
I was way over my head. There was no fence on the edge of the cliff.
It was
breathtaking. I look back, and I'm so thankful to God that he allowed me to see things like that. I just blew my mind away how his hand, his fingers just made all that. I was amazed.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing, John. Yeah, it's beautiful, man. I mean, I've skied a lot, and you get up to the top of these mountains. I skied up at Alyeska. World Cup was held there many years ago when Spider Savage was skiing there, one of the great downhill racers of all time. I was a little guy, but, you know, I'd get up to the top of Mount Alyeska and the fog's in the valley, and then when it lifts, you're looking down, and you're like, I'm going to fall off the mountain. This thing's steep. How do you ski down it? But then you look at the grandeur. I think as a little guy, man, I couldn't get away from God. Couldn't get away from God. He was at every turn in Alaska.
Yeah.
Taking your calls right now.
What's something you've seen in creation that made your jaw drop? 312-274-9624.
Hey, John's been skiing 2 weeks, and he's on black diamonds in Switzerland.
Going
on. Oh. Let me just tell you, I'll tell you the inside scoop on John. He wasn't skiing. He was scooching down the hill.
Wow. I mean.
He was scooching, not skiing. That's when you're scooching on your booty sometimes.
Trying to stay alive.
trying to stay alive. Taking your calls, 312-274-9624.
Find us on social media. Just search Carl and Crew Mornings on Facebook and Instagram.
I think we went blank there for a little bit. We don't know what glitched out. Could be the eclipse warming up.
You never know.
Oh, Boom Crew, we love you guys. We're taking your calls this morning.
What's something that you've seen in God's creation that made your jaw drop? 312-274-9624. Let's go to Chris from Chicago. Chris, tell us about it.
Hello there. What amazes me the most and what I stand so in awe of is God's creation of the human body. I think that's the crown of his creation.
Yes,
absolutely.
And we were just at the Museum of Science and Industry last weekend with some of my family, and they have the exhibit there of the human body, and they have all these windows that show the development of a baby in the womb from like 4 weeks to full term, all the stages in between, and it is just so amazing to see. And these are all live specimens, so that's additionally amazing that they have those. And then there are the windows where you look at the outline of the human body, and they have all the different systems of the body, like the circulatory system all by itself and the digestive system by itself, and the skeleton and the organs. And it just amazes me how the body can all work together. And then, of course, the mind isn't even there. The soul isn't even there. And I just can never cease to wonder, to just stand in awe of that. And I just don't understand why people can even believe in evolution, that something so tremendously complex can just evolve from nothing and from a bang or something. I mean, that has to be a super creative God.
Yeah.
Yes.
You aren't kidding, Chris. That is right on.
What do you say? What's something that you've seen in creation that makes your jaw drop? 312-274-9624.
New to the show? We're glad you're here. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Whether people realize it or not, when they look up today and witness something that is rare, doesn't happen very often, they will witness the glory of God. They will witness God's handiwork. Without words or speech, today's eclipse will reveal to the watching world the glory of God. Pretty special. We're asking you today, what's something that you have witnessed or seen in creation that proclaims the glory of God, that makes your jaw drop? Let's go to Bob, Lake in the Hills. Bob, thanks for holding on. Tell us what you've seen.
Good morning. Well, I got an Alaska story, but this one's right here in Illinois.
Okay.
I was born and raised in Chicago and had never, you know, thunderstorms come in, but going downstate at my in-laws, the first time I ever saw a full thunderhead rolling in over the open plain.
Yeah.
And just went, whoa. And this is kind of a dad weather story, too, because I was fishing.
Oh, no, we got a dad weather story, Allie.
And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm from the city. I'm like, Dad, should we get in? Nah, we got about an hour 30. Oh, okay. A little while later, I'm watching it. Now I can see lightning cutting through these clouds, which is just awe-inspiring. And I'm like, Dad, should we get in? Nah, we got about 30 minutes. So I'm like, okay, just shut up. He knows what he's doing. And all of a sudden, he very quietly pulls in his dress and says, all right, let's get it in. We got about 10 minutes. So we pack up the gear. We get back into the house. I swear, 9 minutes 30, the storm hits.
Wow.
That's great.
So I was watching this developing thing, full size, full scale thunderhead, as it rolls in across open plains. But then the synchronicity that my father-in-law had, he just knew it. He just knew where it was, how far, how intense.
Yeah.
And we were inside having a sandwich when it hit.
He's the weatherman, Bob. He's
just
the weatherman.
I have a dad who's a weatherman, yeah. Bob. Warms my heart. Let's go to Juanita from St. John, Indiana. Juanita, tell us about it. What did you see in nature that made your jaw drop?
Well, first of all, God's creation is beautiful, whether it's a sunrise or a sunset or from the prettiest flowers. But one of the things that they make my jaws drop is when my husband and I took a vacation to Costa Rica. And have you, I don't remember how many miles we were from the volcano, but just to see its beauty and the power, and have you, it was live. There was smoke coming out of it. You could see a little bit of the lava. But to me, to see the intent of the power that God creates in the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go, Juanita. I mean, all you got to do is get out a little bit. You don't have to go far.
It's true. It's true.
Man. Awesome stuff. What do you say, guys? You look at creation. You look at that sun. Today's this big event. We all get it. By the way, where'd they say we can get them? public libraries?
Yeah, if you're looking for glasses, according to the Boom Crew, you check your local public library. They many libraries are giving them away for free. So that's where I'm going to check today, see if I can snag a pair.
Guess where I'm going? Public library.
Yeah.
So I already tried
Amazon.
Someone
else said Menards. Be careful with those ones that you make sure that they're the good ones. Because, Carl, you admit that.
We ordered some on Amazon that were like rated and then only to find out they lied about the rating.
There are some counterfeits circulating, particularly if you purchased on an Amazon type of site. Be really careful. Make sure that you've got ones that are actually rated and tested so that they are strong enough.
Yeah, that would be good. Give us a call right now. What's jaw-dropping amazing when you look at creation?
Living life for Jesus and having a blast in the process. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
You're singing praise because your jaw is
on the floor.
You're saying, look at what God has done. Come on, lightning round. Let's go here. Don in Bloomingdale. What do you say, Don?
So, hi, guys. We're visiting our son, my wife and I, in Okinawa, Japan. He's stationed there in the Marine Corps with his wife, and we're on a 20-mile boat ride out to the Kamara Islands to do some snorkeling and scuba diving. And as we're cruising through this beautiful blue water, as if that's not enough, and this perfectly blue sky, hundreds of flying fish start appearing next to the boat, and they're just, like, looking at us. And I was just amazed at how long they stay up in the air.
How long do they stay up in the air? I've never...
Like a half a mile.
What?
Yeah. It's
no.
Amazing. It was. They're the strangest looking things you've ever seen. And they got these big eyes and it's like they're looking at you.
Hold it. Flying. Hold it. Time out here, Don. Flying fish stay out of the water for a half a mile?
Yeah, the guy said it to you. He goes, you wouldn't believe how long they can stay up. He goes, they're so used to them there. This is in the East China Sea.
Oh, my word. Yeah, that's one thing I've never seen, Don. That's so cool.
Flying fish.
Well, I don't know where they live, but they were there.
That's amazing. Thanks, Don, for calling in. Let's keep cooking here.
Let's go to Diane calling in from Wheaton. Diane, what made your jaw drop?
Oh, my goodness. Visiting the Luray Caverns in Virginia. You go in there and you see all of these stalactites and stalagmites hanging from the ceiling, you know, at massive heights, you know, and they're all made of, they're from calcite or
limestone. Yeah, they're limestone calcium.
Yep. And, but they look like icicles. And you know how ice and even just water in a glass, you can make sound, you can make music from them. Well, some genius engineer, I guess, tapped different stalactites and stalactites, not the stalagmites.
Yeah.
For whatever their notes were, you know, their musical notes were.
Oh, I heard
and
about
at the
this.
End, yeah. Yeah, and at the end of the tour, there's a pipe organ at the close to the exit.
Uh-huh.
And when all the tour groups, you know, converge there, then they have you stand and listen to someone playing "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God" with stalactites that are sounding from miles away in Luray Caverns.
Yeah, it's awesome stuff, Diane.
Wow.
That's awesome stuff.
Okay.
that's great, sister. We're going to go to Lynn in Lake Villa. Thank you so much for holding on, Lynn. What do you say?
Thank you for having my call. I was at Lincoln Park Zoo at the polar bear exhibit, and the polar bear exhibit there is like upper and lower.
Yes.
And down low, there's a big window, and you can see like under the water. Well, that particular day, the polar bear, one of them, was swimming under the water and came right by the window with its huge paws pushed off of the window and then back out into the swimming area over and over. And his white fur is just flowing. His paw was about as big as a basketball. Incredible.
No, wow. It's so cool.
That's awesome. Lynn, I know exactly what you're talking about. I used to take my kids to that particular display with the polar bears at Lincoln Park Zoo. So great.
A little factoid on polar bears. since I worked around them in Prudhoe Bay, 300 miles north of the Arctic Circle.
Okay, what do you got?
Do you know, Lynn and team, that polar bears are the only animal in the North American continent that will stalk to kill a human being?
Okay, and a little less confident taking my kids to the zoo.
No, really, they're the only North American continent animal that will stalk to kill a human being. They will stalk you. Bears don't do that. Polar bears will. Grizzly bear, black bear, no. Kodiak browns, no.
That took a turn I wasn't expecting.
Well, it's just an interesting factoid.
Carl.
Well, I mean, I'm just glad the thing pushed off. Usually they try to push through.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
Everything you need to start your day right. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
To God be the glory. Get your calls in here. Just got time for a few more. Janet, no claw. What makes your jaw go clonk to the ground when you see God's creation?
Okay, here it goes. My son, Matt, went to University of Illinois in Champaign, and my mom took the drive with me that day. We dropped him off, and it started to rain so hard, torrentially, that the windshield wipers couldn't even keep up. From a distance, we saw a bolt of lightning, a direct straight hit, boom, on this cornfield. And so as we were driving, we drove past the place where the lightning struck. And the corn was high, and here, boom, it hit, and it was the patch was near the highway, so we could see it. That ground where the lightning hit was a huge circular patch, and the corn was totally flattened down. The ground was charred black like coal, and in that still, you know, torrential rain, we could see the steam coming off that ground.
Wow.
And I just drove by it. We drove by it, and I said, Mom, look at this. If this is the power of lightning, this is the power of God. So I sometimes say, you know what, Lord? Hit this thing. Ba-boom.
Yeah.
You know, with your power.
Yeah.
And I picture that lightning bolt that hit that ground.
Amen, Jen.
Wow.
Way to go, sister. Wow. Something make your jaw drop. Or even rip it off, huh, Willie? Willie in Chicago. Let's get Willie loaded up here. There we go. Willie in Chicago. What do you say, Willie?
Yeah, go. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I got you loud and clear, Willie. How did your jaw drop over God's creation, man?
Hey, man, God created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
And all of those living things. An alligator almost ate me. this is a true story. I was a country boy. I had never seen nothing but a bear, a wild boa, and I went to Louisiana with a friend of mine, and I saw these eyes in the water. Well, you know what I was high off of. I saw these eyes in the water, and I didn't have recognition that it was an alligator behind the eyes. Somebody had told me don't get too close to the swamp because the alligators come out.
Yes.
Came out and tore my pants leg off.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Leg off. I had on my Western boots and my starch jeans and my Petrocelli knit sweater. I was dressed up like a Philadelphia lawyer that won a case. Listen. And the alligator jumped. And when he jumped back in the water, it was about four or five of them came up from where he was because they thought he had
gotten something. They thought he got your calf muscle for a snack.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
Willie,
time out here. You almost got eaten by an alligator, bro. That was close.
I did, bro. I tell you, it's a true story.
Oh.
I didn't know that the swamp was full of alligators, and they stay hid until they get to their prey. And when he jumped back in, when he folded back into the water, it was five other ones jumped up. And it's a lot more to the story, but I know you got to go.
They wouldn't have found anything of you but a belt buckle, bro.
Anything.
No.
But they put me in jail for 5 days because they had to run a 50-state check on me because I set the swamp on fire.
Well,
you know what?
Sounds like another part of the story.
That's another part of the story. But, Willie, I got to tell you. You are one of my funnest, most enjoyable. I just love you, dude.
We gotta meet you someday.
Anytime you
want
to call in here. What do I say every time I see Willie on the screen?
That's we got to hear from Willie. We've got to hear from my brother, Willie.
Oh, Willie's just the real deal. And then to hear, now I'm so endeared to him. He almost got eaten by an animal.
That
makes me so much closer to him as a man. Oh, that was close, actually.
That's real close.
I can only imagine.
Starch jeans and boots.
Don't you know Willie made some screaming yells at that time? Oh, my goodness. He might have scared all of them away.
Oh,
boy. They might have had him for dinner, except for the yelling. All right. John, you've been holding on. Are you still there? Are you still there, John?
Yes, I am.
Oh, come on, man. You've been waiting so long. Tell us, what's jaw-dropping beautiful about God's creation, my man?
Oh, I was driving from Chicago to Danville, Illinois, one fall day in late 70s, and driving on a bypass road north of Watseka, south of the big cemetery, and went over a slight rise. And as the headlights were on brights, they flashed down on the road, and across the road in front of me was a field of giant sunflowers, big yellow heads stretching as far as I could see to the right, as far as I could see to the left, as far as I could see straight ahead. And they were all looking at me. It was amazing.
Oh,
isn't it true, John, that that sunflowers turn toward the sun? Isn't that true?
That may be true.
Yeah.
And I was driving east and they were looking west.
Yeah.
So I was straight in their eye.
Wow.
John, what year was that?
Approximately 1978.
Yeah, that's wonderful, my man. John, thanks for calling in. That's one of the most touching calls we had, because there's just something about God's creation. Even the sunflowers when you're cresting a hill, all staring at you.
Nothing
fields
like it.
Fields of them. Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listen to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.